Opinions, opinions, opinions. You're on Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Brass. How are you?
I am well, and you?
Not too bad.
Haven't heard your voice in a long time.
Spoke to me yesterday.
Hello?
Spoke to me yesterday.
Oh, yes. I know, catching you up. Yes. How are you today, man?
Not too bad.
Good.
This is not really what I'm calling about, but you pretty much answered a question which I've been going around my mind. What are monkeys useful for? For example, I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but you know the scientists are using rats to detect tuberculosis. And in many cases, the rats are even more efficient in doing it than some lab technicians. Because when some lab technicians pass a sample and give it to the rats see that it does have it in the past, but the lab technicians run more tests and say it's actually there. When you say that the monkeys actually left the poison, because I was talking to the sweet ones, I was wondering if they have an ability to detect good and bad crops. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, I get what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, because that's something which runs my mind. We should learn the characteristics of monkeys and see what purpose they actually serve, and maybe they can serve us and be happy. I'd be happy to see them doing. I mean, they might even be able to help against this for our opinion last thing. Because I understand, I heard from John Lovell, that one of it is that they don't come into your ground if you need something for them. How about planting something for them on the outside of what you have? And then the fellas, they keep watching over their own stuff and keep watching over yours simultaneously. It's only a thought.
Mm-hmm. It's only a thought.
Yeah, so it's only a thought, but you never know. Yeah, you never know. If they keep on watch over their own, if you plant yours on a perimeter, mm-hmm. and yours inside, to get the inside the God comes to the perimeter. So if they keep in rush over their perimeter, they keep enough noise. It's a pity we can't actually make teaching how to act truly harm again.
So tell me something. Now, you said that was not your main point. What is your main point?
You know, have you ever watched a program by Mr. Claude Green, called Unshackled?
Yes.
But you saw what happened. You saw that program, and what was actually said, the symbols of slavery and stuff like that, and how the Europeans used Genesis chapter 9 verse 25, they enslaved the African people, aided and abetted by a lie told by the Jews. I have proof of that because I have a footnote in Red Book where they claim that it's true. But UNESCO history series history after. But shed some more light on it. But you know, that's all. That's something else. Church cannot help you. Listen, the man who pushed for that professor who pushed for African Heritage Day, Mr. Woodson, I think Woodson Carver, he wrote a book called The Miseducation of the Negro, and he spoke about church society. And another thing too, the church in the time of Queen Zenobia is not the same as the church today. Two different teachings altogether. Which church? The church in Ethiopia didn't teach what is being taught on the West. Even John Lovell said one time on the government station that people contact from outside and want to know what they're being taught here because that's not what they're being taught on the outside. A friend of mine actually sent a tape from what was then really St. Lucia with a gentleman explaining certain things inside the Bible. He said a fellow who's keeping in Jewish tradition and he will understand what's going on. And he said that a lot of stuff people when they read the Bible don't really understand what's really being said. And he experienced certain things, right? Mm-hmm. And oddly enough, it was exactly what I had experienced on the same radio station at one point in time. Mm-hmm. So we got to ask ourselves a question. Another thing, too, on this same radio station one Sunday, on Sunday Brass Tacks, it was said that the people, there were slaves who were manhandled and mistreated by the slaves, yet not far from there in Broad Street. They were not Christians. But Mr. Johnson, in a conversation with chief education officer
Griffith Watson,
yes, mm-hmm. say something. I'll get to him with it. Which is also spoke about in UNESCO history series. It's that African history was put on the back burner in favor of Greek history. And used to teach the but the Odyssey and the Iliad, and mm-hmm. that would bring back what Mr. Johnson said to Ms. Watson, when he spoke to Ms. Watson. In other words, Greek history was taught, African history was founded by Burnham. Then Mr. Derek Prince on this same radio station, when I heard him say, Derek Prince of Derek Prince Ministries, and in his sermon, Sons of Zion versus Sons of the Greek, said the whole Western Hemisphere is under the Greek influence. I understood perfectly what he said. Perfectly what he said. The Greeks messed up so much, hiding behind the Roman Empire, falsified so many books. It's not funny.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for your contribution. We have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. I read a notice earlier, and the person wrote me back making the point that, good morning, Brass Tacks. I just want to say shame on Barbados for allowing that gay parade on our streets this weekend. What next, a pedophile parade because they want the right to marry children? How low do we intend to sink? Please let me hear your response. And she's also saying, I am not a guy, I'm a woman. That is my opinion. Thank you. I haven't heard much comment on this gay parade. I really thought that I would be hearing a lot of comment on it today. And it really surprises me because there was such strong, quote unquote, opposition from a number of people before it. So I don't know what to think, Dennis. Maybe people either don't care about it or they are indifferent to it. Maybe. Anyhow, maybe the next caller may tell me something. You are on the air. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You're on the air.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I think that persons know right from wrong. Whether or not they want to. They're the same, but what? Everything is relative. I don't really know what I mean. I know that the sun comes up in the east, goes down in the west. Nature teaches us everything that we want to know. And in spite of all that we have done as mankind, going to the moon and different things, people will still want to prove themselves. Some say there is no God. I don't know if they see themselves as God or what, but people, the thing is, the Word of God says, go ye into all the world and teach the gospel. And those who have not heard the gospel have heard other religions, which is based on the family and everything like that. So if people still want to, as the Bajans would say, do as they like, we can't stop them. There are certain laws that can be put in place, and there are certain laws that will encompass everyone. But what I'm saying about the gay situation, before you say that, though, I don't like the idea that every time somebody has to say something concerning the gay rights and so on, that those persons or their friends see them as homophobic. I think a homophobic person is somebody who might say, oh, all these people want burning and things like that, which I don't believe. I believe that we are to love and try to understand where people are coming from, and if they want help, help them, you know? I heard a guy say, he is a gay man, and he said he lived his life, but he would not force anybody to give him permission to marry a man, or he don't believe that this marriage thing should be pushed, because he know it is not a natural situation, just that he's comfortable with his life, right? But if, I want to ask the question, if persons, I understand there's a guy in Jamaica who he went, a gay guy, he went and opened his own church. All right, because he went to other churches and didn't feel accepted, and he opened his own church. So I'm saying, if persons in that lifestyle are discontented with the establishment, that already exists, they have means and ways of living their life. I would hate to see I at church this morning and two men coming to get married. Because people are coming in to get married now, in front of the congregation, men, you know, men, a man and a woman. What are we saying to our children when these things occur?
But there's another aspect to it, you know. People are focused on marriage, gay marriage, same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. But there is another, the other aspect I'm looking at is the civil unions. Because I don't see, personally, and I'm just, as I said, I'm speaking personally, I don't see marriage as between a man, between a gay couple, either man and man or woman and woman. I see marriage as a man and a woman. That's me.
Right.
But despite that, I understand the civil arrangement because you can have if there is a civil arrangement, in other words, they are joined in unit in a civil union, so that their rights are protected as a couple, so that in case one partner dies, or is incapacitated in some form, what they have managed to do, build their lives together, what they have acquired cannot be taken up by someone else, and you know, by family members of the person who has passed on. I'm saying this because I have heard of cases where this has happened. You know, in Barbados, if a man and a woman live together, they don't have to get married. They don't have to go in church and get married or go to the court and get married. If they live together for 5 years, you're already considered married. You know that?
Yeah.
Good. So if there is a civil arrangement, if that is allowed, that would protect the rights of gay partners. And this is something I'm not hearing much about, but I think this is something that could be looked at. Because at the end of the day, we need to protect the rights of all individuals.
Right.
But as I said, I just tried out as an idea. I'd like to get some response to it.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
What is the difference between the civil arrangement? When you say a civil arrangement.
Well, you're not going to church. It's a civil arrangement where you acknowledge that that these two individuals have certain rights under the law. So in other words, if they've acquired property together, like they build they put their money together and buy a house. Okay?
Right.
Then when one partner dies, it obviously goes to the other partner because they did it together. But in a situation that you would have now where two men or two women are together and one of them passes on, the family of the more dominant one financially can come in and really make life hell for the other person.
Why is that?
Because they don't have any rights. The person has no rights.
So, listen, you can leave if you have a big family and they're not nice to you, normally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have property and so on. You can, as I understand, with the lawyer's thought, you can leave your property for whoever you want to. They don't have to.
In a will, yeah. Unfortunately, right. A lot of people, not enough people make wills.
But if you're really interested in your partner, if you really love your partner, whether it's man or woman, whatever, and you intend for that partner to get something, you will fix that before you are on your deathbed or whatever. You can fix that. And the civil arrangements so that persons can acquire from each other. Well, I don't see anything wrong with that. But is it prohibited?
What? I mean, having a will?
Civil arrangement right now, is it prohibited?
But you can't have a civil arrangement between like the ones I'm talking about. No, they're not really allowed.
I hear them pushing marriage. I never hear them pushing civil arrangement.
They were not pushing marriage. That is the thing about, you see, this is the whole problem about this LGBTQ thing that has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
The community has never been pushing that. In fact, Donya Pigott was very clear on that is not a priority at this time. Okay? Right. She made that point because as far as she was, and this is my understanding of what she was saying, it is a case of looking at discrimination. And you want to stop that level of discrimination that is going on. And that was their focus. as against looking at same-sex marriage. It was not a priority. And I think I'm quoting her when she said it was not a priority.
I don't think that they have been quite clear in what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have spread out in various areas. And
how many they have not been quite clear?
No. This civil arrangement, I have not heard that expounded on.
I'm talking about that. I am the one who's suggesting about that for in terms of a discussion point, because what happens as in terms of discussion is people, because I'm getting them here on the chat talk, people talking about same-sex marriage, when because the community has not been talking about same-sex marriage. It is the politicians and other people who, whatever agenda they have been pushing that idea of same-sex marriage, not the LGBT community.
Well, they need to speak up and say exactly what they are looking to achieve.
And they have been saying that.
I don't think enough, so that people, you know, people will know exactly. This civil arrangement that you're speaking about, I agree that person should be able to leave, especially if that person has contributed to whatever they have acquired to whoever, you know?
Yeah.
I believe so. Mm-hmm. But until that bill is passed anyway, let us be straight.
Okay. As I said, these are the sort of things that we can like to do, stimulate some conversation. And we'll be taking a break for the latest. And when we come back, we'll just try to get some more conversation on this because the WhatsApps are flowing in. So we'll take a break for the latest and we'll be... Welcome back to Brass Tacks. We have a number of calls and we have a lot of WhatsApp messages. And I'm going to start with WhatsApp message. And they all relate to this whole idea of civil unions between gay couples. And this message here, I think, makes the point even better than I was doing it. And it says, hi, Sanka. I don't think you made it clear enough to the lady before the news that the LGBT community have been agitating for the removal of discrimination with regards to housing, employment, and workplace rights. And they also want equal response from law enforcement, etc. You were right to point out that it was politicians, church leaders, and others who were fanning gay panic by bringing same-sex marriage into the conversation. The community was also asking for the removal of the buggery law, which makes it challenging to access certain health treatment. Those are the things that have to be made clear. Since then, I've got so many messages here, and I will, and some for, some against the whole idea of civil unions, also about same-sex relationships. And I'll just start from the bottom and just selectively pull a few. Hello, I would like to respond to the message you just read. First of all, it was a parade for LGBT plus people and their allies. Being LGBT does not automatically make a person a pedophile. Second, many straight men in Barbados have sexually abused young women and little girls, and I don't hear anyone calling them pedophiles or even acknowledging the amount of sex abuse rampant on this island. Even on your own program yesterday, there was a discussion about sexual harassment in which all the blame was placed on young women. And there is another one. There are more people in Barbados belonging to the LGBTQI community than not. This may be too controversial a statement for you to read over the air. Well, I just read it, unfortunately or fortunately. And how can anyone equate the marchers with pedophiles? Pedophiles prey on underage children, and the record shows they are mostly heterosexual males who do that. And this one says, I have no problem with gay people, but two problems I have with the LGBT community. One, why if some people don't want to accept you, why can't you accept that? And two, I don't think the bisexual should be included in the group. It's either men want men and women want women, but not both. And this next one says, I agree with Ekola. It is the church that got Barbados how it is because of the Bible. We live off of fairy tale stories and not what we ancestors leave for us. So we as young people don't love ourselves. And I'll just read once more. Mr. Price, you can leave your property to whoever you want, or if you have a partner, you can put title deeds in their names. We don't have to legalize anything for someone to own anything. There are legal means and ways to do that. And I agree with you totally. The fact about it is that enough people do not make wills or do not make provision for sudden illnesses or death. And that is why these things do happen. And the last one, Romans 1, 26, 27, the King James Version, 26 reads, "For this cause God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature." 27, "And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burn in their lusts one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving it in themselves, that recompense of the error which was meet." And this person was making the point that why would anyone get involved in an act that would end them in wearing diapers? And believe you me, ladies and gentlemen, there are literally scores of responses right here. But we really don't have the time to go through much more. So at 12:50, we'll be trying to take some calls because we have to finish at 1. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you, sir. And good afternoon to all listeners and management of VRB. Yes, you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you, sir. Yes, I would just like to say to Mr. Agriculture, a man who I admire and respect because he has a lot of potential, but I would like to say to him, as far as the monkeys are concerned, that is not the only problem that mankind have. Because look, that the other day, earlier this month, they had a hurricane. Watch, they said that a hurricane, they're liable to pass. And luckily for us, the Met Office said that all is well and everything is dropped. And I haven't heard anybody saying, well, let's give God thanks for something like that. But every minute, people thinking about monkeys and things. And look, a hurricane could come and destroy everything in one go, and there ain't nothing you can do about a hurricane. You can't destroy it. Even when you look at a tsunami or white name, that is another threat. Earthquake is another threat. So, I mean, Mr. Agriculture needs to sit down and study about these things too. Because even if all the monkeys and barbarians were killed right now, you will still have some other problem on your hands, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we need to be sensitive in certain things. I sympathize with all the persons with this monkey thing. I sympathize with them. But mankind ain't bring monkeys here. God is who created them. So God put them here for a reason. I mean, they can be controlled, all right, or something. Do something with them to cut down the breeding and things. But hurricanes and things, it is a threat to us, you know. So we have to sit down and study these things. A monkey will destroy a few things, but they can't destroy everything. But a hurricane could come and in a few hours wipe down every single thing, and then we're in trouble. What monkeys we will study if something like that was to occur, God forbid.
All right, thank you very much. Let's take another caller. You're on Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Go right ahead, sir.
I'm calling on the gay program.
Sorry, a lady. Go right ahead, madam. Sorry about that.
Hi. Uh-huh. I'm a single mom of three. Uh-huh. I have two sons and a daughter. No mother can feel good raising her children in a neighborhood or in a country where you see men holding men, men kissing men, women kissing women, because our children are going to tell themselves it is something right to do, which it is nothing right to do. No parent can't feel good having a gay child. So what I am trying to say is that we cannot uphold certain things in our country because it's going to tell on our children in the long run.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll get this person here is writing, and I want you to respond to this. Are you still there?
Yes, please.
Right. Sanka, a couple of years ago, my granddaughter was in a Kaduma band. There was a rehearsal, and when she came home, she was confused. The person who was giving instructions was a gay person. She wanted to know if the person was a man or a woman. I had a lot of explaining to do. And this is what you're talking about.
Yes, please. This is what I'm talking about, because you can't expect to tell your child, well, that is a man, he's gay, and it's all right to be gay. It's not all right to be gay. And we cannot encourage our children to live with this. We have to do something about this. Well, you can't tell a man how to live his life. You can't tell someone what to be, but don't expect that you ought to come and expose it for other people's children to have to deal with it. Me, as a mother, I don't feel good about it.
Okay. We'll be trying to see if we can get someone else to comment. It's not 12:54. And we try to take one more call before we go to another WhatsApp. In fact, let me go to this WhatsApp first. Mr. Price, permit me please to comment on what I consider to be the first for me. Sir, let me say here from the outset, I believe that what persons do among themselves is quite their business. But my observation of the Gay Pride March, which was put on over the weekend, has left me wondering. I saw a very large percentage of white people, perhaps as large as 90%, making 90+% making up the march. This is an unprecedented high number of white persons to be seen in marching in Barbados, certainly that I have seen. So the question has to be asked, how come? Are we having a culture imposed upon us? We take the next caller. You're on Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, you're on Brass Tacks. All right, try one more. Good afternoon, you're on Brass Tacks. It's 12:55, 5 more minutes. Hello. All right. What this other person here is saying, people are crazy. I lived in San Francisco for 5 years as a child. I am not gay. What utter crap is this? So a society with killers and kids seeing this stuff on WhatsApp, will they be killers too? And this another person who wrote that they agree totally with that parent who just called. We try to take one more call. This is Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you today?
I'm trying to stay as focused as I can be.
That's good.
Yeah. Look, you got to deal with the LGBT people. LGBT, I can't even go get the acronym call. The way to deal with them is to keep them corral. I find that they come now trying to use reverse psychology on this country and the political people to see if they could, what kind of response they could get before they move forward to deal with the politicians. So I think we should keep them corral and keep them at bay. The other thing I want to mention to you, Sanka, some couple of years ago when I had the that outbreak of Ebola in Africa, an African man in California it was, he bought an ambulance from a big mall house where they had a lot of reconditioned ambulances, and he bought it for $500. He took it to Sierra Leone, my favorite spot in Africa, and he took it there, and it was a tremendous help to get people to the hospitals, and the man drove it himself. The point I'm making, Sanka, is that if you're looking to buy second-hand things until such time as we can get to buy new ones, I have no issue with that. And I think that they should research this place in California. I can't remember where in California it is. It has a big bar house with secondhand ambulances that were reconditioned. The last point, 1 minute, Sanka, then they can be gone.
Yeah, real quick, because we have to go.
Yeah. I heard you and the young lady yesterday, and she's very articulate, and I like her.
Very.
Yeah. I want to say, right, that the way to deal with the primary school children is to take 25 and 30 children out of a class. What I can say will cost money, but it will bring long-term benefits to this country in every area. To split, if you've got 30 children in a class, you split on three. So you've got 10 children to a teacher. You've got to bring more teachers, but you will get better results.
All right, sir, we really got to cut there. We can expand that on another time. We're really having we're generating a lot of discussion here about, on WhatsApp in particular, about people's feelings about the Gay Pride March yesterday. One person here is saying lots of hue and cry about gays. What about heterosexual men that have anal sex with women? And it goes on and goes on. what is really coming out here is that there are a lot of views on this issue, and this is one of those things that need to be fully ventilated. People need to discuss this and really get it out there so that there's a full understanding of what the LGBTQ community is all, what they're asking for, what rights they're seeking as well. And I think the sooner this is done, the better, so that this misunderstanding can be resolved. I'm Sanka Price, and it was a pleasure being with you. And on behalf of Dennis Johnson, I bid you adieu. Have a great day and a great week. Bye-bye.